Chapter 14. And it came to pass, when he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees on a Sabbath day to eat bread, that they were watching him. And before him was a certain man that had the dropsy. And Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? But they held their peace. And he took him and healed him and let him go. And he said to them, Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fall into a well and will not immediately draw him up on a Sabbath day? And they could not answer these things. Teaching about humility. And when he noted how they chose out the chief seats, he told a parable to those that were invited, saying to them, When you are invited by anyone to a marriage feast, do not sit in the chief seat, lest a more honourable man than you be invited. And he that invited you shall come and say to you, Give this man your place. Then you shall be shamed into taking the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, that when he that has invited you comes, he may say to you, Friend, go up higher. Then shall you have glory in the presence of all that sit to eat with you. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. And he also said to him that had invited him, When you make a dinner or a supper, call not your friends, nor your brothers and sisters, nor your kinsmen, nor rich neighbours, unless they also invite you and repay you. But when you make a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you shall be blessed, because they do not have anything to repay you with. For you shall be recompensed in the resurrection of the just. The parable of the great supper. And when one of his dinner guests heard these things, he said to him, Blessed is he that shall eat in the kingdom of God. And he said to him, A certain man made a great supper, and he invited many. And he sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were invited, Come, for everything is now ready. And they all began to make similar excuses. The first said to him, I bought a field, and I need to go out and see it. I pray you excuse me. And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to test them. I pray you have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. The servant came and told his master these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to the servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor, the maimed, and blind, and lame. And the servant said, Master, what you did command is done, and still there is room. And the master said to the servant, Go out into the highways and the hedges, and compel them to come, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men that were invited shall taste my supper. Radical demands. Now there went with him great crowds, and he turned and said to them, If anyone comes to me and hates not his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he have enough to complete it? Unless, when he's laid the foundation, he is not able to finish it, and all that watch begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, as he goes to encounter another king in war, will not sit down first and take counsel whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him that comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends an ambassador and asks conditions of peace. So therefore, Whoever of you does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its taste, with what shall it be seasoned? It is useful neither for the soil nor for the manure heap, it is thrown away. He that has ears to hear, let him hear.